This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents poet Langston Hughes reading one of his lesser-known humorous commentaries on Harlem life.
When I went by his house one Sunday morning to pick up my Kodak that he had borrowed, Seppel was standing in the middle of the floor in his shirt tail, imitating a minister winding up his Sunday morning sermon, gestures and all. He in tone. Well, I looked and I saw a great beast. And that great beast had his jaws open ready to clamp down on my mortal soul. But I knowed if it was to clamp, my soul would escape and go to glory. Amen. So I was not afraid. My body was afraid, but my soul was not afraid. My soul said, whatever you may do to my behind, beast, you cannot harm my soul. Amen. No Christians, that beast cannot tear your immortal soul. That devil in the form of a crocodile, the form of an alligator with a leather hide that slippeth and slideth through the bayou swamps, that alligator cannot tear your soul. You really give a good imitation of a preacher, I said. But come on and get dressed and let's go. Since you say you left my Kodak at Joyce's, I didn't stop by here to hear you preach. I am saying that to say this, said Simple. Because that is the place in the sermon where my whole Aunt Lucy jumped up shouting and leapt clean across the pulpit rail and started to preaching herself right along with the minister. She hollered, no, hallelujah, no, it cannot tear your soul. Sometime the devil comes in human form, yelled Aunt Lucy. Sometime it be born right in your own family. Sometime the devil be your own flesh and kin. And he try your soul, but your soul he cannot tear. Sometime your beast supposed to tear his hide before he tears your soul. Amen. Now, Aunt Lucy was talking about me that moment when she said, devil, that is what I started to tell you. Talking about you, why, I asked. Because I had been up to some devil, man. And she had done said she was going to whip me come Monday. Aunt Lucy was so Christian, she did not believe in whipping nobody on Sunday. What had you done? Oh, I had just taken one of her best laying hens and give it to a girl who did not even belong to our church to roast for her Sunday school picnic because this old girl said she was aiming to picnic me, except that she didn't have nothing good to eat to put in her basket. I was trying to jive this old gal, you know. I was young. So I just took one of Aunt Lucy's hens and give her. But why didn't you pick out a pullet that wasn't laying? That hen was the biggest, fattest chicken in the pen. And I wanted that girl to have plenty to pull out of her basket at that picnic so folks would make a great big admiration over her and me. How did your Aunt Lucy find out about the hen? Man, you know women folks can't keep no secret. That girl told another girl. The other girl told her cousin. And the cousin told her mama. Her mama told Aunt Lucy. And Aunt Lucy woke me up Sunday morning with a switch in her hand. Weren't you too old to be whipped by then? Of course, I was too old to whip. 16 going on 17, big as an ox. But Aunt Lucy did not figure I was grown yet. And she took her duty hard because she always said the last thing my mother told her when she died was to raise me right. What did you do when you saw the switch? Oh, I got all mannish, man. I said, Aunt Lucy, you ain't going to whip me no more. I's a man, and you ain't going to whip me. And Lucy said, yes, I is too, Jess. I will whip you until you get grown enough to know how to act like a man, not just look like one. You know you had no business snatching my hen right off her nest and giving it to that low-life hussy what had no better sense than to take it, knowing you ain't got nowhere to get no hen except out of my hen house. Were this not Sunday, I would whale you within an inch of your life before you could get out of that bed. Aunt Lucy was angry, I commented. She was, said Simple. And big as I was scared. But I was not meaning to let her whip me, even if I had to snatch that sapling out of her hand. So what happened on Monday morning? Aunt Lucy waited until I got up, dressed, and washed my face. Then she called me. Jess, I knowed it were whipping time. Just when I was aiming to snatch that switch out of her hand, I see that Aunt Lucy was crying when she told me to come there. I say, Aunt Lucy, what you crying for? She said, I am crying because here you is a man and don't know how to act right yet. And I done did my best to raise you so you would grow up good. I done watched so many switches on your back. Still, you tries my soul. But it ain't my soul I'm thinking of, son. It's yourn. Jess, I want you to carry yourself right and associate with people what's decent and be a good boy. You understand me? I was getting too old to be using my strength like this. Here, she hollered. Bend over and let me whip you one more time. Did she whip you? She whipped me because I bent, said Simple. When I seen her crying, I would have let her kill me before I raised my hand. When she got through, I say, Aunt Lucy, you ain't going to have to whip me no more. I ain't going to give you no cause. I do not mind to be beat, but I do not never want to see you cry no more. So I'm going to do my best to do right from now on and not try your soul. And I am sorry about that hen. And you know, man, from that day to this, I have tried to behave myself. Aunt Lucy's gone to glory this morning. But if she is looking down, she knows that's the truth. That was my last whipping. But it wasn't the whipping that taught me what I needed to know. It was because she cried and cried. When people care for you and cry for you, they can straighten out your soul. Ain't that right, boy? Yes, I said. That's right.
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.